And a good Wednesday morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And it is Chamber Day here. Time to chat with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jason Smith. Welcome in this morning.
Thanks, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing about as good as I can. Been a busy morning.
Yeah, sounds like it. Good luck to all those folks that are out on the roads right now. So
yeah, I actually came in this morning. I come down Marlatt every morning, and it was a little slick at about 5:30 this morning, but I didn't think it would be the magnitude that we saw with all the accidents on the roads this morning.
Yeah. It's been kind of a weird winter so far like that, right, where you kind of walk out and it feels like it shouldn't be slick, and then it's slick. And, yeah, so, yeah, hopefully everybody makes it okay. I know it's a challenge sometimes in those scenarios. And shout out to Dave. Sorry he's not here today. Miss him, but I'm sure he would love to talk about the Sooners and Wildcats tonight and would have probably gig me a little bit on that, but look forward to that game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. We wish him a speedy recovery. He should be back here tomorrow. I know he's doing all right from what we've heard. So it's weird not having him here for like three straight days in studio. It's just
weird or great? Did you say? No, well, I'm teasing.
I love Mitch. Yeah. I gotta say, Mitch and I we have a good time together.
Yeah. Well, love you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking a look, it's been a busy month for you here in the month of January. You guys had your leaders retreat here a couple weeks ago.
We did. It was my first, obviously, because I started in March. And although it was interesting, last year at the leaders retreat, we have a board meeting at the leaders retreat every year, and that was the board meeting that they officially approved my hiring. So in some ways, it was kind of my anniversary, but it was my first, and I thought we had a great agenda. We had several topics. It was a little scary at first when we were expecting an ice storm, and we thought, well, are we going to have an event? Nobody's going to come. But fortunately, we had close to 80% of those that had registered that attended. And of course, you don't get 100% participation even when the weather's great, because plans change and things happen. So we were happy with the crowd, and I thought that the feedback that we received on the speakers, including some on your show and on this station, I thought was all generally positive in terms of the message that was delivered. It wasn't always positive in terms of what we heard, but I think there's some opportunities to move forward and create new opportunities and for our residents and our citizens. So,
yeah, I really get a lot of a sense of how what's affecting us here in Manhattan is the same thing that's going on, not just here, but really all over the country, but primarily to Kansas's issues.
Yeah, and of course, I'd seen the presentation, so it wasn't new to me, but a lot of people at the retreat had not seen the presentation that the state has unveiled on their framework for growth strategy that they're putting together, and they brought in McKinsey to do an analysis of the Kansas economy, and the results weren't great. And particularly, I think the idea that for the majority of our existence, Kansas has always, and the term that I'm using is what's come from Department of Commerce, has always punched above its weight, right? So even though we're a relatively small state in terms of population, we've always done really well on job growth, gross domestic product growth, and wages. In fact, upper half, always upper half, in some cases top 20. From 2008 to 2018, it was a precipitous drop in all three of those categories. And the one that to me is most alarming, and maybe they all go together, but the one that's most alarming is the average household income number, or the average wage number. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is create a higher quality of life for all of our residents. And it's buying power and the ability to make a living and have a quality job is at the center of that quality of life issue. And so if we're falling behind in average wages, that's just not good for anybody in Kansas. And then what we see locally is that in some cases, and we've talked about it in here before, where we've had stagnant job growth over the last 10 years, that we tend to follow the Kansas trend because that's who kind of leads our economic development efforts for the entire state is the state of Kansas. And so when they aren't performing, unfortunately, we have a hard time as well. Even with all the amenities and all the assets that we have, we still rely on the state of Kansas performing well for us to perform well here. In some places like around Kansas City and even in some places in Wichita, they aren't as reliant on that as we are. But we have got to have a state that is forward-thinking, aggressive, and out trying to attract and expand our employers.
You know, one thing I thought that was interesting, Mayor Ushiretti talked about it last week when she was here, is you always hear about, I want to attract and retain younger talent to come fill jobs here, but you know, maybe not ignoring the older crowd, maybe that's looking to retire to Kansas as well.
Yeah, it's both, right? And it's all of the above. And there's a there's a book I read recently, and I don't remember. I apologize, I can't remember the name, but it talked about how important, and they called it first retirement. So you know, people who maybe get a job right out of high school or right out of college, they put in the time to they need to retire at that employer. And all of a sudden they're in their 50s maybe, or and they're like, well, I'm not ready to, you know, go drink coffee all day. I want to go do something else. And so they're looking for something new and different. So even though they're technically retired, they're looking for that second career. And so that, and then we also really want people to consider retiring here. Those folks have a lot of disposable income and are important to the community too. And so they add a lot to the fabric of our social interactions. And so we really are interested in making sure that those people feel welcome. And we have a program called Return to the Flint Hills, actually, that that actually started as Retire, and we changed it to Return, specifically addressing kind of that second or that first retirement generation. And we're looking to expand that even more because we want that to also attract maybe mid-career people with families or young people. But again, at the heart of it, and I always caution people, because at the heart of attracting talented and high-wage individuals, there has to be high-wage opportunities. And I know there are some job openings, but in a lot of cases, they're not in areas where you can attract certain individuals. Number two, a lot of times you're trying to attract those individuals and they have spouses, trailing spouses. So it has to be employment opportunity for the trailing spouses as well. So, you know, I hear all the time, should we focus on jobs? Should we focus on workforce? And my answer is always yes. This is not an either or. You have to do them both. And I think we have a plan. We've talked about Region Reimagine. I think we have a plan that does that. And we're really excited. We unveiled, back to the leaders retreat, we unveiled our marketing strategy for business attraction. And we had brought in a group from Austin that does this pretty regularly to work with us on our partnership with Pottawatomie County that we call the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. So we don't try to do the attraction process on our own. It's too expensive. It's too time consuming. The more we can do that in collaboration with other people, the better off and actually the better return on our investment that we'll get. And so we created that formal partnership with Pottawatomie County 2 years ago, I think. And we just now were able to put our marketing strategy together. And so we unveiled that. Amy Holloway, who's with Avalanche, she's the owner of Avalanche Consulting, came in, did a great job laying out what makes the Manhattan region special, why we should be out telling our story, because there are people who will be interested in locating businesses and expanding their businesses in this region, but they don't know anything about us. And so we've got to do a better job of making sure those people know who we are and what we're about.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Today's Kansas Day. It's the mm-hmm. birthday of Kansas. And one day set aside where we can be proud of Kansas. But, you know, why can't we have that all year round? You know, Texas is a good example of a state that really prides itself in you know, we're Texas. We're big. We're bad. We're awesome, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I lived in Texas for a while, and it is a unique dynamic that they have there, because I think we think about Texas as being the entire state. The actual, I hate to say it this way, but the actual really good stuff in Texas that happens, it happens in a relatively smaller area that between Dallas, Houston, and Austin, right? So, but everyone in the state celebrates the successes of what happens in that triangle, and they have. That you can't. They don't ever get down on themselves. They don't. I mean, if a business locates in another city, they celebrate that. It is a unique dynamic that I've been in Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, now Kansas, that none of the other states have. So you're right. It, and I don't know necessarily how you instill that. I do know that Manhattan has a lot more of that than any other city that I've been in. Manhattan people really love Manhattan. When I took this job, there were a lot of people either went to Kansas State or were from Manhattan that I knew that didn't live here. And they all call me, goes, "Oh, you're so lucky, you're going to go to Manhappiness." So we do have that in Manhattan, and we have to leverage that and arm our citizens with data and information that they can share and talk about. Not only, you know, not just say Manhattan's great, but say Manhattan's great because A, Manhattan's great because of B, and have that checklist of things that they can really point to and be proud of. But it would be nice if we could also extend that out to the entire state and to the region. And so that's a key. It really is. In fact, at the retreat, Amy Holloway talked about Des Moines, and I'm quoting her, so I don't know if this is accurate. That's an accurate quote. That Des Moines spends 50% of their economic development marketing budget in Des Moines because they feel like their citizens are the best salespeople for their community. And I think that's something that we all have to think about, is how can we promote our community better to try to attract companies and jobs here and people.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.